The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We'll have a couple of Easter thoughts as we're heading into Easter weekend. We'll mention trivia. We will get to our flower power, which we missed yesterday. Also reviewing our priorities for you and I, and then we'll wind it down with Have We Considered?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. Now, I want to stop right here. Now, I know when you're listening to a new show, you never know what to expect. And the fact is that people that call radio shows, it's a very small percentage. But I want to encourage you to get past fear. If you've got a question, you're more than welcome to ask. If you've got a praise report, you know, something that the Lord did for you, blessed you in, or that you know of, that could be a blessing for somebody listening. And just your response and just your willingness to share could be the only vehicle that they'll be able to get to hear that. So I'm going to encourage you today, 972-445-0770. Next week, I'm going to start bribing you. That's how you do this. But I don't want to have to bribe you. I'd prefer not. But I will. But if you've got a praise report, if you've got a question, if you've got a prayer report, if you're trying to figure stuff out and you're just trying to walk it through and just be honest about it, because when we're done with our intro today, I'm going to talk to you about something I'm walking through just as a Christian. I want you to call us, 972-445-0770. I'm not pleading for phone calls. I'm trying to make this available so that people that have an opportunity to share or to ask or to get prayer can, and that nothing stops that from taking place. I want you to keep in mind, all our topics are open for conversation. I'm not going to have every answer. You know, as a radio person, you're supposed to have every answer. In fact, the rule in talk radio is never be wrong. Did you know that's the rule? Did you know that, Wonder Julie?
That's why I'm not in talk radio.
Never be wrong. I think the only person therefore qualified to do talk radio is Jesus. And he didn't do it. So, yeah, you can be wrong. I can be wrong. We can make mistakes. We can change. You can apologize. Well, apology is a sign of weakness. So when you apologize to God on a regular basis, aren't you just being honest? Is that weakness? That's kind of a weird... I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing. Anyway, just keep in mind, all the topics are open for conversation. The show is a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. We try and get some humor in. We try and get a little bit of politics, a little less Sean Hannity, a little more Focus on the Family. I like Jim Daly. He's a friend, and I enjoy his engagements, although there's times with him and I disagree. But the whole point is to move it forward in the kingdom. And to do the best we can moving it forward in the kingdom. The idea is not for Christians to hide until the Lord comes back. Or the other idea is not to scream so loud because things are lousy until the Lord comes back. It's kind of a contradiction, just so you can know. If you're a premillennial dispensationalist and you believe that the rapture has to take place prior to anything else, then all this bad stuff that's happening, you should be thankful for. Because that just means the rapture is being sped up. That just means it's getting closer. Okay? So, I mean, there's got to be a little bit of honesty in the discussion, in the conversation. For those that are thinking, oh, well, we're just going to go through everything and it's going to be so horrible and there'll be no deliverance, we'll get no freedom. Has the Lord ever done that to the people of God where there's never been deliverance? That's never happened. So there's got to be a balance in there somewhere. So I'm going to encourage you to call, share, ask, wonder, and then dialogue, because that's what we do. 972-445-0770. And even before we get into our promos, in fact, I think we'll do our promos next segment. Is that okay if we just push those promos back to the next segment? Will that be all right, Wonder Julie, if we just – we'll do it later or you're all set to go? can we push them back? How will that affect us?
I can push them, just all the David Spoon promos. You want them?
No. Just our when we're doing our promos for our people that sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're right. Not all the promos. No.
I'm like, my whole first break, you want? What do you want me to do?
No, I want you to rearrange the whole break, and I want you to sing Yes, I Can with on a little spotlight thing, and I want you to tap dance to it. Can you
gotcha.
Do that? Okay. Do we have both the commercials, by the way, for our John guy? Are both of them in there? There's one or two. There's two of them. I want to make sure they're both in
there.
There's
two of them. I think they only have one running, but I could put them both
in.
Yeah,
I want both. I want them to kind of alternate. That'd be kind of cool. All right, so a couple of things to tell you. One, don't forget Tiffany's show tonight at 6:30. She's got two people that are connected to the Unplanned movie, and I think it's definitely worthwhile for you to listen to. 6:30 tonight. She does a great job interviewing. She interviewed me. It was really comfortable, and I've done 1,000, but I've only been interviewed like 10 times. So I thought she did an excellent job, and I was really appreciative of it. So tune in at 6:30 tonight. You can hear Tiffany, and she's going to be talking to not just the star of the film, but the person who did the scoring on it, and it should be a lot of fun to listen to. So I encourage you to do that. Tiffany does a great job, and we give her props for that. The second thing I want to tell you is this. Before we do any of our promos or any of our other things, I do give a shout-out to Wade, because Wade's listening, and I think next week Wade and I will get together, and we'll see how that goes and see if he becomes a client. I'm thinking that's going to go pretty good. But I have an issue that's going on in my life, and I've decided I'm going to share it with the body of Christ, and that's the listeners. Now, I don't care what church you go to. As long as you name the name of Jesus Christ, if you believe the gospel that Jesus died on that cross, he was buried 3 days later, he rose again, he's at the right hand of the Father, and he's coming again. If you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ as laid out in 1 Corinthians 15, you're the person I'm talking to right now. So I have a situation that has arisen. I have been burdened deeply. As I have completed my Master's of Theological Study, I'm getting a sense that the Lord may want me to continue on in education. Guess how my attitude is going towards this whole process? I don't want to do more schoolwork. I thought I had enough schoolwork. On the other hand, I want to do what the Lord wants. I don't know if you've ever been in a position where you think the Lord wants you to do something, you might not necessarily want to do it. So I'm praying about it, and I need other people to pray about it. And last night I was really burdened about it. And have you ever felt the heaviness on trying to make a decision in the Lord? You're just like, oh, I got to make this right decision. I know the Lord's going to lead me. I know it's going to turn out fine. It's going to be fine. But it just has a heaviness to it because, one, you don't want to mess it up. Two, you don't want to miss what God's doing. Three, you want to be obedient. And four, you don't want it to be like somebody just poked you in the eye with a stick. So these are all the things that we go through. And everybody goes through this. And by the way, Jesus went through that. You're thinking, well, when did he go through that? I don't know. Do you remember when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, if this can pass, nevertheless, not mine, but your will be done. But if this can pass, I mean, this was like getting worse than getting poked in the eye with a sharp stick. And Jesus was like, is there a bypass here? Is there another way around? The answer is no. There's not another way around. The devil already tried to present him with another way around by saying, if you worship me, I'll give you all the nations and you can have all the nations. Well, ultimately, Jesus in his triumph received authority and power over all the nations. Satan just offered it to him early and easily, but in an ungodly manner. So sometimes you got to go through the fight. You got to go through the burden. You got to kind of push your way through. That's what I'm doing. And when I was praying last night, it was just heavy. So this morning, I need to understand it better. And amazingly enough, somebody had sent me an email 2 months ago, and I had read it, and I kind of didn't really understand it. I didn't get it. So when I read it this morning, I kind of understood it more, and it gave me a better sense of direction or whatever the case may be. The reason that I'm bringing that up is this. You're going to go through decision-making opportunities and times in life. And these are not whether I should sin or not opportunities. You should not sin. These are opportunities to take direction in the Lord, to go forward in the Lord, to do your best, to find what it is that God wants you to do and put your hands to that. Maybe it involves participation in your church or fellowship. Maybe it involves taking on new ministry. Maybe it involves something that the Lord has laid deep on your heart and you know you're supposed to do it, but there's a fear that's blocking you. And I go through that a lot. I think that I'm afraid at times, and I don't believe at times. And I go back to what the scripture says too, where that man said, if you can do anything, help me. Jesus said, if I can do anything, you know, if you can believe, all things are possible. And then the guy responded, I believe, help my unbelief. That's a place where a lot of Christians walk. That's a place where a lot of believers walk, where there's a sense of belief and faith, but there's a little bit of unbelief and there's a little bit of doubt. And so as I'm praying through, I need other people praying for me. I need other people asking God to help me. I can't do this by myself. Neither can you. So I'm going to pray for all of us right now. How about that? We're just doing it as the show goes. Let me just pray real fast. Father, we just come before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ with the help from the Holy Spirit. And for people that are trying to make decisions, we just ask for clarity and that they may walk where you want them to walk, when you want them to walk, and how you want them to walk. And instead of fear getting in the way, for all of us, that there might be a little bit more faith that rises up, even just a mustard seed, so that instead of facing our futures with fear, we can face our lives hand in hand with you with faith in your grace, mercy, and kindness. Help us in this, because we need your help. We are your people, and you are our God. Help us. Help us to do it right. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Destroying everyone and everything he finds. He's the hungry giant.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Then they complained against Moses and Aaron, and they said it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Start off pretty easy question, trivia question that I wanted to throw in your direction. I don't know about easy, but okay. How many wives and concubines did Solomon have? How many wives and concubines did Solomon have? Ah, interesting trivia question indeed. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. How many wives and how many concubines did Solomon have? And if you want to add in what is wrong with that guy, it's okay. No, I mean not in the beginning. The beginning he did great. Later on it was not so good. Okay, while we're doing that, we're going to do our sponsor people. That makes sense, right? So every once in a while, you'll see I just have to go share that, what I'm sharing, and then we get into the show and go a different direction. Why? Just on me. That's just how I sensed that I needed to share it or needed to get it off of me or needed somebody else to pray with me or something. I don't know. Let's start with our very own Pam, Pamela Melchione. Melchione.
That's Italian.
That's Italian. Pamela Melchione. That's our girl because, one, I thought she was Hawaiian. I told you that. I'm not sure where Melchione even comes close to Hawaiian. You know, I'm not even sure if it's in the same realm. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. You want to talk to Pamela because Pamela will help you. Get this. Pamela will help you in your real estate questions. She's not just somebody who's gonna, you know, here's a listing. She works for you. She makes it a part of her life. She partners with you. And you don't want somebody that's just doing this on the side. You want somebody who's doing this for a living. Because they're committed to it. An A-plus person. That's what you want. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. She's putting together her website, theblessedrealtycompany.com. I looked at it today. They're still putting it together. But that's where you're going to be going. But call her and talk to her, and at least you'll know you're dealing with somebody who knows about real estate. So do we have somebody that has an answer for us? We do. And let's see. Who do we have on the line? Is it Liz Leonard joined us again? Or nope, it's not Leonard. What? Get out of town.
We have a listener number two.
Oh, my goodness. There's more than one. I'm kidding, folks. We have about, I'll tell you about that later. Anyway, sure. Who do we have?
His name's Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. All right, let's put Bobby. I got to push the button. Hold on. Okay, Bobby, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Okay. Now, I've got a trivia question. Are you calling in to answer the trivia question? Okay. You ready? You comfortable? You feeling good? I want to make sure you're feeling good.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. How many wives and how many concubines did Solomon have?
I believe it was 700 wives and 300 concubines.
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct, sir. You are right. Now, I have thought about this many times, and I understand he's the king, but 700 wives and 300 concubines means...
Are you kidding me?
I mean, to me, that means there's not enough Paxil in the world.
Yeah. I'm getting a bad reception on you now. I might be losing you.
Oh, not a problem. You did a great job, Bobby. That's a good answer. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Keep up with a good show.
All right. Thank you, sir. God bless you. All right. There's Bobby coming in. Yay! All right. So we got another trivia question. Good job. It's getting kind of windy. You know, it does get windy. I will say in Texas, it's windy. Wait, is that? That's a word, isn't it? Windy-er? Okay. Well, it's kind of a windy. Well, it's kind of windy-er. All right. Good job, Bobby. That's right. 700 wives, 300 concubines. I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. I didn't come up with the numbers. I didn't write this. Okay. But what is it? What do they got? They got Paxil. They got Lexapro. What's the big one that everybody's on? Isn't there another one? The Prozac. Oh yeah, that's the one everybody's on. So I mean, what is with Solomon later on in life? Are you kidding? And then how are all the other religions who are into that not thinking that guy's like the greatest guy ever or something? I don't know. Yes. It's a full-time job, making sure my wife's happy. You've got to be kidding me. Anyway, all right. So good job, Bobby. Excellent answer on that question. And we got some other questions we're going to be firing in your direction. Not all of them are easy, by the way. Not all of them are the easiest thing, and that's kind of important. Let's see if you are ready for this one. Okay. Now, this goes through the show, so I'm just kind of curious. Do you know by chance? Ready? Get ready. Okay. Who the first Christian martyr was? It's in the book of Acts. I'll tell you that. The first Christian martyr. Not the first people that got in trouble with the Lord. That's Ananias and Sapphira. They got in trouble because they weren't real. What do you mean they weren't real? Well, they said they gave so much money. They said they gave $500,000 and that was all of it. But they actually got $1,000,000 for the property and kept back half of it. So they were just lying about how good they were.
Don't.
Very Homer Simpson-ish. So what was the Lord's response to that? The Lord killed them. You're thinking, oh, he did not. Okay. But the guys who buried them would disagree. The guys in the church who took them out and buried them disagree. Who was the first Christian martyr? And we got somebody already calling to see we're doing pretty good. All right. So while that's going on, I will tell you that we've got our exciting interviews. We got an interview tomorrow that we're very excited about that has to do with two people that wrote books about angels and about miracles. So that's kind of cool. The week after that, we have James Robeson on. So we got that rolling. And we have some other guests. Big-time pastor speaker guests are going to be coming on as well, so we are excited. So we have somebody else who's calling. Is this our Leonard guy?
It is listener number one.
This is Leonard! All right, Leonard, let's get him out. Hold on. I got to get used to this button-pushing thing. It's just so weird. Hey, Leonard, what's happening, man?
Oh, not much, David. How are you today?
All right, this is a good one. I'm going to give you a follow-up if you don't have any – if you have no problem with this, and I got a quickie follow-up, but who was the first Christian martyr?
Stephen, and he was also a deacon.
That's right. That is correct. And that is correct, sir. All right. Do you feel strong enough to go for a second, like right behind it? It's kind of a follow-up question to it.
All right. Let's try it.
All right. First apostle martyred. First apostle martyred. First apostle.
Don't guess I know that one.
Okay, you know the three favorites on the apostle.
No.
You got Peter.
Peter, James, and John.
Right. It's James in Acts chapter 12. He was the first apostle martyr.
I didn't know that.
That's a good one, though. So, but still, you and Stephen, you nailed it down. Good job, brother. Thank you.
Have a great day.
I appreciate it, bro. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, I do want to make sure we give our good friend John his promo.
Big John. Big John.
469 blessed. He's already got somebody calling in from the show that's going to be doing a roofing thing. That's cool. But what's even cooler is you got hail. We had rain just like the other day. If you've got damage and you're not sure, free inspection. Free. Free inspection. It's like free, free. That means there's hail. That means it's free. How much does it cost? Free. How about free? Free, free, free. Hike. 469 Blessed. 469 Blessed, the Blessed Roofing Company. Talk to John. He's a great guy. Great brother in the Lord. He'll tell you exactly what's going on. He'll tell you the way it is. That's what you want. All right, we only got like 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. So let's get into the next phase because I'm doing this Flower Power one if it's the last thing I do. Because I just got to get rid of the title. I'm not doing that now. I'm doing that next segment. I've just got to do it to get rid of it. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people, but I just want to get it like away from me, so to speak. So here's something that is up and coming. We are going to be doing some expository teaching for those that are not familiar. Most of the teaching done in the New Testament church has more of an expository nature to it. Most of the teachings are expository when you go denomination to denomination. The truth of Scripture is that it is both expository and topical. You certainly understand the Sermon on the Mount was topical with 9 topics in the first in chapter 5 by itself. And beyond that, there are many topical elements that Paul got into as well. The question is, you know, what's the style that we all reference or prefer? And you don't need to get legalistic. If you love the expository approach, you should keep it. You should use it. That's the way you should go. There should be no questions. But what does happen is people will use something from the Old Testament and say, well, they did it this way then, so we should do that same thing. And I don't really disagree if that's what you choose, but you better stand up, sit down every single time the word is broken open, because that's also a requirement. I'm just saying. You can't do one without the other. All right, so we're going to take a short break, come back and do Flower Power. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
Just as I am, he reached down and said,
who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off to spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No. I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, the love of many will grow cold. And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
A lot of cholesterol and lard. I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I got to beef that Texas thing up. Here in Texas. That's a little better. I mean, it can't be like the Sean Connor, like, yeah, in Texas. You know, you don't want that. You just got to be more.
Sam Elliott.
What does it got to be? Sam Elliott?
Yeah.
How does he do that?
I can't do Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. In Texas. Texas. Something like that, right?
Yeah. Just,
I'm working on it. It takes a while, folks. You got to find your flavor, whatever that means. I don't even know what that means. You got to find your flavor. Salt. Anyway, that's my flavor. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Facebook. See, I didn't say the Facebook, Joshua. I just said Facebook. David Spoon Media. YouTube. See, I didn't say the YouTube, Joshua. David Spoon Media. Actually, I have to concentrate on that. You know, it was called the Facebook in the very beginning. Then they changed it. Do I think that that's godly and bad, ungodly, bad, and all that? Yeah. So we've been using stuff to bring the gospel in for years. We're using TV. We're using radio. We're not going to stop using anything. We'll use what we can to spread the message. Let's talk about flower power. Do we have a sound for flower? There's no real sound for flour. How could I mean, you know, because it's not flour like you cook with. It's flour, like flour. All right, well, let's just get through it because I don't want to have to use the title anymore. Here we go. So here's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 28. And I'm using this version on purpose, in particular, on purpose so that you can understand what's going on. Verse 28, and why worry about your clothes? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautiful as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't he more surely care for you? You have so little faith. So for those that have followed a lot of teaching in church, if you've been a Christian for more than an hour, if you've been a Christian for 5 years or 10 years or 15 or 20 years, you'll read through and you'll look at this Matthew 6 portion. And there's a lot of people that think, well, you know, Jesus really is concerned about eating and clothing. This is really his big thing. And you need to understand that clothing back then was not as accessible as it is today. It's not the same type of element in clothing. But what clothing is a necessity. And clothing was necessary if one wanted to survive the elements. And so he's not talking about everybody looking good in their Christian Dior jacket. All right? Or he's not talking about wearing some kind of stylist, you know, kind of element. What he's telling you is, look, God has never abandoned even nature or anything along those lines, and your value is so much greater, he's not going to abandon you. I think what's important about the flower element is this statement that he makes. in verse 30, and I do think it's something that skips by because it seems kind of goofy. Verse 30, it says this. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't he more surely care for you? I think what we miss in that is how wonderfully God cares about flowers. Now, you might think that that just sounds absurd, but it doesn't. It's not absurd. God created flowers, okay? Flowers didn't just, you know, it wasn't like God created the earth and then after God created the earth, then what happened after there was some rock hit it and then we had life hit. It's like that's not what happened, folks. God created all of it, okay? All of it, including sex. So get over it, okay? But God created flowers, and I think it's fantastic because my wife works in a flower department. She loves flowers. She just gets a big thrill of flowers. But look what the scripture says. God cares so much about flowers, and they have no lasting element to them. The definition for the flowers is they're here today, they're gone tomorrow. Even though that sounds like a kind of a flighty friend, it's actually about flowers. They're here today, they're gone tomorrow, they're up, they're down, you know, the sun rises, they smile, the sun sets, they're gone. And God has a care for them that exceeds our normal care for almost everything and anything. And then Jesus turns that on its head right to us and says, isn't he going to care more for you? I mean, all the stuff that you're going through, do you think God cares? He cares intimately. And you know when you think he doesn't care? Jesus says that's because you don't have faith. Not just for provision, but for God caring. See, some of you get the, oh no, God will take care of me. But what you need to understand in that faith department is that faith also intrudes itself into the God cares department. And yeah, you're going through a tough time, or yeah, you're trying to find your way, or things are going fantastic and you've got praise just dripping out of your mouth, and that's awesome. It's all in the arena of God caring. God is not unaware of anything that's going on in your life. There's a fantastic little catch if you will read Revelation 2 and 3 where Jesus addresses every single church, all seven churches. Doesn't matter whether you think that the churches are dispensational in time or they represent time frames or this or that, whatever. Doesn't matter. Could care less. In all seven churches, one thing Jesus says, I know. Every time he goes, I know. I know. And we think of this as just this I think kind of an intellectual knowledge that God, well, God knows. He knows everything, so you know, he's God. And it's like, whoa, Sparks, pull it back. God knows all of it, the inside of you going through what you're going through as well as the outside circumstance. And he cares so much. His love for flowers is so wonderful. His love for you is 10 times more wonderful. And you have to have faith in that too. So instead of just going about and thinking, well, you know, it's a circumstantial thing and, you know, God will coordinate the circumstance because he's the great circumstance coordinator. Do you know that when you're heavy, feeling heavy, ever felt heavy? Remember that? Remember the, I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about you just feel, not necessarily oppressed, you just feel the burdens. You know, there's never been a time in your life where you've felt a burden where God didn't know that you were feeling that burden. There's never been a time in your life, not once, that God didn't know. Now, that's not justification for you and I to do wrong. That's not justification for us to be a certain way. What I'm saying is that the love that God has for us, the intenseness of that love, the level and the commitment of that love. I mean, I think it's somehow it escapes us when it talks about God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, his only begotten son. I think it escapes us that the definition of love is this sacrificial giving. For God so loved the world that he gave. And that God is so committed to us, so aware of that trouble and that pain. And I'm challenging you not to just have faith for the provisional part of this passage. I challenge you. I challenge you in the name of our Lord to recognize that you need to have faith and I need to have faith, not just in his provision adaptation for our survival, but in his care for us. We need to believe that. And a lot of us, you know, and I've actually had this conversation with somebody, and I'm gonna say something that's gonna surprise you. And so I was doing a show when we were representing a product, Christian product, bringing it to market, and this guy next to me said, "Well, God loves me, but he doesn't like me." And that's that right there. That's the problem. That right there. And I'll tell you why. I was like, well, you know, because I do a lot of dumb things, or I think a lot of dumb things, or I feel a lot of dumb things. Well, then none of those things that you do that are dumb were escaped God beforehand. It's like God didn't go, "I didn't know he was thinking that." God still chose you. But here's a much better reason to understand why God likes you. Ready? This is called logic, all right? A equals B. B equals C. Therefore, A equals C. This is logic. Ready? Would you spend eternity with somebody you didn't like? Wouldn't that really be like hell? I'm going to spend eternity with this person. I don't like them. God's not spending eternity with people he doesn't like. He doesn't just love you. He likes you. Yeah, you got a lot of sin. And you got a lot of problems, and we praise him for his provision of his only begotten son so that we can have a restored relationship with him through the blood of Jesus Christ sacrificed for us, as Jesus was our propitiation, our substitute of sin. But here's the reality check. He likes you. Here's something you might want to really consider. He built your DNA. Now, the DNA that's perverted, he doesn't like that part. But the rest of you he likes. So I want you to recognize that that love he has for flowers, he has that love for you times a thousand. You need to have faith for that too. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number. 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Is because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, the email address, can I say the email address? I think I can. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. You're thinking, why? Well, because right now that helps us rank better. Just telling you, I don't know why. Because nobody else wrote it. I don't know. See, there's a lot of Davids, and then there's a lot of Spoons. See what I'm saying? So you got Davids. There's, good Davids and bad Davids. No David like King David, but he's not doing a lot of social media right now. And then there's Spoons. There's so many Spoons. I mean, even from The Matrix, it doesn't help me because all you have to do is remember is that the Spoon's not there, you know, right? So everybody knows that one. So if you put those together, you're getting some of that stuff. But when you put David Spoon Media, it's like, what is that? And that's how it gets the ranking. I just thought I'd tell everybody what was going on in all sections of my life. So anyway, be in prayer for me. I need to know this next element from an educational point of view. It's either going to be, if I end up doing this, it'll be, so I have a master's in theological studies, so then I would have a master's in theology, which is separated, but that would be for the purpose of having a doctorate in ministry. Now, what am I going to do with that? And my wife already told me last night as we talked about it, because I've been, you know, she's my first and foremost person to talk to. She said, I am never, ever, ever calling you Dr. Dave. Yay! Ever. I understand. That's my response. I understand. All right, I want to finish up on this theme because we were talking about the flower power. Now that I'm done with the flower power, I want to get into the next priority section, which is really important. After that portion in Matthew, Jesus teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. Remember, Sermon on the Mount, for those that are unaware, as sermons go, we've defined it as the Sermon on the Mount. We know that it wasn't just to the 12. Some people say it was just to the 12, but the reason that's not true is because at the end of chapter 7, it says that the crowds were amazed at what he said. So you know that that's incorrect. But that message, which, by the way, if you just read it straight out, like if you read Matthew 5, Matthew 6, Matthew 7, just stand there, open it, and read it. And then you think, maybe 5 minutes extra for pause or influx and so on and so forth. That whole thing was about 35 minutes, less than 40 minutes to read it, just so you can know. And I think that's superbly important for three reasons. One, Jesus never spoke so long that people died falling out of a window. Paul. Okay. Number two, don't laugh about that. There's not one recorded message that scripture gives us when Paul did that preaching and he preached for like 12 hours and somebody fell asleep and they fell out the window and died and then he raised them from the dead. There's not one thing about his message. There is plenty about that he talked for 12 hours. But anyway, so Jesus wasn't this long, you know, blobbity, 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 blah. He didn't have to do that. But that message, that sermon, so to speak, that speech is the most read portion speech ever in regards to speeches. And there's nothing that's right. And there's so much contained in that text. It's a lifetime of study. In that 40 minutes that Jesus gave, there's a full lifetime of things to approach and to apply if you want to go that level and that deep. Or you can use it practically, and then, you know, it's several hours to really process. And I want to use it practically and deep. And what I mean by that is this. Here's the next thing Jesus said after he was done talking about flowers. He said, so don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing.
Hey, where's the meat?
That's right. Where is that thing? Remember that commercial with that lady? I just saw something about that. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. We got to stop right there. Your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. God loves it when you spend time with him and he spends time with you. He loves the fellowship. That's why you were created. For the glory of God, first and foremost. So that's something that should be in that little recording portion. But it's for fellowship with mankind, right? God is not sitting up in heaven going, hey, Dave, what you need, bud? Tell me. Fill me in. I don't know. See, if that was the case, God wouldn't be omniscient. Okay, all-knowing. God is all-knowing, not just in this universe, but in every universe. And why that matters is because you need to understand that God knows every possible angle that could ever happen, always, ever. So when you're talking to your Heavenly Father, it's not as though you're informing him. Okay, this is what we got.
What's the matter, David?
Yeah, because it's like, here's my list, God. It's kind of like a honey-do list or a laundry list. I've brought it to you. I don't think God's up there going, well, shoo.
You're kidding me.
I mean, without that, what am I going to do? Right? That's not happening. So he knows what you have need of. But he wants you to be aware that he knows your needs. But he loves the communion with you and wants you to come and spend time with him. And verse 33 says, he will give you, get this, ready? Get ready? Ready? Ready, 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 ready? All your need from day to day if you live for him. Ta-da! Ding, 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 ding. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's the NAS version. Here's another version. He will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. Here's another way to approach that. Seek first God, his priorities, his kingdom, his purposes, and God will take care of everything else for you in your realm. In other words, when Jesus taught people to pray, he said, our Father who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That's thy kingdom, his kingdom, not your kingdom, not my kingdom come, thy kingdom come. Stop replacing the TH and the M. Thy kingdom come, not my kingdom come. Thy will be done, not my will be done. It's a problem. You come before the Lord, you tell him how he should answer your prayers. No. You're allowed to petition, but you have to surrender, right? But he's not unaware. What you can do is, and I think I do this. I don't know. I got to ask my wife to really double check on this one thing. But I think I say, you made this promise, and I need you to help me stand in faith until I see that promise to come to fruition. Because I worry, now what do I worry about? That it ain't going to happen the way that I'm believing it's going to happen. Or it's not going to be okay, or somebody's going to get lost or hurt and it's going to be my fault or whatever it is. And I was watching television last night. I was watching somebody being interviewed about their faith, and they said just this fantastic statement. Most of the time, the things that we worry about never even come close.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
It's like, because if you think about it, we think that's what's going to happen. It's like, that doesn't even happen. Just think about that. How much of you – I'll tell you one story, and then you guys will get mad at me, but That's okay. So, what I got about 3 minutes. All right. So, I'll just tell you real fast. I was in Colorado. I hadn't been to the dentist in 7 years. I went to the dentist, and he said $3,500 not in network. Came back to California, went to another dentist. He looked at my teeth and said $125. I said, what happened to 3,000? whatever. Different dentist. I was worried and I didn't want to go. Went to a different dentist, got a different opinion. Like, nope, that's really not a problem. He goes, you do have this half a cavity. Like, oh, okay. Sometimes the Lord will just help you through, even though you're afraid. I know. It doesn't make sense. But if you take care of God's stuff, he'll take care of your stuff. You take care. Let me rephrase that. If you concentrate on the kingdom first, you don't have to worry about God handling your stuff. It's handled. But you got to handle his stuff first, not last. When you open up that wallet, just be honest, and you say, I got a fiver left. I'll give it to God. That's last. That's not first. Listen, he will give you all you need from day to day. Not in 6 years from now, because you don't know what's going to happen in 6 years from now. But day to day, if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern, that truth will be good 6 years from now. But you don't have to worry about 6 years from now because it's 6 years from now. You don't even know what's going to happen 6 seconds from now. Right? Focus on the kingdom. Focus on the kingdom. Everything else will be covered. Here's the way we would say it in today's way. Take care of the things of the Lord. He's got your back. He's got your back, Jack. He's got you covered.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
I love that. Because what? Because he loves you. He loves you. I don't know. I don't know why. I'll just take it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.